Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 25, I believe 25. Yeah, 20. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is 25. I'm sorry. Lost my date there. 25 October 2023. Welcome to the next program. We're so glad you're with us. We're going to make a very special guest in a minute. We're going to talk to Moses Estevez. Now, I'm going to tell you why in a minute, so don't go away. This is going to be an interesting broadcast, folks. And maybe it'll give us a bit of hope of what the gospel can do and is doing across the country with the young people that these people work with. Okay? In the meantime, tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, the office will be open tomorrow, as always, between 9 and 4 Eastern. Now, I will not be here tomorrow, at least part of the day. I may be here part of the day. I know for sure, but I want to take some time off tomorrow. As I mentioned, I want to do something I haven't done in a while. Take some time off. It's deer season here, doe season. I'm going to go put some meat in the freezer. So I'll be going tomorrow for at least a few hours and hope you all don't mind me leaving. But the office will be here, like I said, and Chris will be here all day long to take your orders for the water filters. The water filter special is good through next Tuesday. It was good for a week, started yesterday. It's good through next Tuesday. So if you want the discounts James Buchanan water filters, and folks, it's quite a wonderful deal. I mean, you get a four-pack for the amount of, we mentioned last night that $189 plus $10 off, $179 for a four-pack, and one filter would do you probably for over a year. So you're getting some great water filters. If you have a container to put them in, any stainless steel container, a Berkey, may, whatever, they'll work in. Or you can build your own with very simple instructions. You truly can. Very easy. It's not that complicated at all. If I can do it, anybody can do it. So you call tomorrow, talk to Crystal at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Use your credit card, debit card, or the filters while you can. The offer is good through next Tuesday at midnight, then it closes down, all right? And, of course, our specials are still good through next Tuesday also. The booklets we're offering is Christmas Christian, the Church and Civil Authority, Warning 1965 and a 30-page expose on the Civil War. Those are all available to you. $25 and probably going to hold. Sometimes postage costs us $11 for a little packet. That's the truth. Depends where it goes to. And postage went up again the other day on us. So it's going to be pretty tough. It really is. As a matter of fact, we're going to have to, it's just what it is. Life is that way. But nonetheless, office will be open tomorrow. Like I say, if you call and ask questions to Crystal, she'll answer anything that you might need to know. I may be in the office part of the time tomorrow. I'm not real sure about that. But hope you all don't mind me sneaking out a while in the morning with a friend of mine who's a year older than me. And if you want to see a comedy act, yeah, watch us two going through the woods. But anyway, so I'm going to have a good time tomorrow for a while. And if I'm back in the office, I'll be tickle pinky to talk to you. So just bear with us as we spend the day and doing something we haven't done for a long time together. But anyway, our guest tonight, as I said, is Moses Estevez. He is the Executive Vice President of Child Evangelism Fellowship, or CEF for short. Now, this organization, folks, is doing something that this country needs desperately. Well, all nations do, but America, my goodness, it needs it. Their goal is to reach every child, every nation, every day with the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the school system, they're running some kickback, as you can imagine. And now their enemy, Satan himself, and his minions are starting to bring in satanic clubs, Satan club, after school Satan clubs, to combat the Christian side of what this group is doing. And I admire their tenacity, and I admire their courage and their commitment to Christ and to young folks that are being sold out into society that even 30 years ago was unthinkable. Let's bring Moses up. Moses, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor Butch. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I enjoyed the conversation today, and you're just a down-earth kind of feller, and I like that. I mean, you know,
my pleasure to be here.
Well, you know, God's blessed us, Moses, and laughter. Or I said, the merry heart worketh good like a medicine. So laughter's good for you. I like to talk to somebody that I can, you know, joke with a little bit and feel home with. And you're one of those gentlemen. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, now, anyway, as you get started here, I just mentioned what you're doing as far as what you're working with. But tell the folks who Moses Estevez is and where you come from and how you got involved in this.
Sure. So I was born in Portugal. I'm Portuguese and raised there. And at age 9, I went to a Christian camp, heard the gospel, and was saved. And then didn't step foot in church until I was 15 because my family didn't go to church. At 15, God made a way for me to start attending church. At 17, I had a calling for ministry at a Youth for Christ conference in Portugal. I went to Bible school shortly after. And long story, but in 1993, God led my wife and I to leave Portugal to come to the state of Vermont to work with CEF, with Child Evangelism Fellowship, in the state of Vermont. We were there for about 4.5 years and then got a calling to come to Missouri to serve at CEF International Headquarters. And I've been here now for 25 years and serving a few different roles. But it's been a real joy and privilege to serve the Lord in this wonderful mission of bringing the gospel to boys and girls around the corner and around the world.
And how many stations did they have? You said Vermont, Missouri. Did they have more cross-country?
Yeah, so we have work organized in the USA in all the states. Actually, we have 400 offices in the USA, and then we have the work organized in most nations of the world, about 3,500 full-time staff serve in the ministry. Of course, then hundreds and hundreds of thousands of volunteers, because our ministry has a very strong volunteer base. We train volunteers to minister to children.
My goodness, I knew that it was large, but I think it's quite that large. Congratulations on what y'all doing and reaching out like that. That's an accomplishment. Congratulations to y'all.
Well, we praise the Lord for that. The ministry started really in the 20s, about nearly 100 years ago. The founder of CEF is Reverend Jesse Overholtzer, and it's a long, beautiful story how God got a hold of his heart and gave him a passion, a vision to minister to children at a time when churches didn't believe kids could get saved. He himself he was under conviction as a child and approached his mother many times, wanting to talk about the Lord and wanting to know how to be saved, and the mother would respond, "You're too young, you're too young." So God did a special work in his life. Actually, he used the quote from Spurgeon that he had a great admiration for Spurgeon, and as he was reading one of his books, he came upon a particular sentence that said, "A child of 5, if properly instructed, can as readily believe as an adult." And when he read that, he said, "Spurgeon, you are wrong." He rejected that statement. It didn't agree with, you know, what the denomination, the church has taught back in the day. But the Lord wouldn't leave that statement out of his mind. So he eventually said, I got to make a test. I got to make a test to see if this is true or not. Of course, he had a whole pile of kids in his home, but he didn't want to do the test with his own kids. So there was a neighbor that had several girls, and he rounded up the girls, shared the gospel the best he could, the most simple way he could with these girls. And then he just backed off and let to see what would happen. And sometime thereafter, there was a, one of those tent revival meetings in the town. He was there, and when an invitation was given, people went forward. One of those individuals that went forward, he recognized this lady. It was the mother of those girls. So he approached that lady afterwards and said, ma'am, I'm so glad the decision you made for Christ. May I ask what led you to make that decision? And her answer was, the changed lives of my daughters. And so through that experience, he realized, wow, young kids can be saved. And so once that big obstacle came off his mind, then God continued to work in his heart. Eventually, the organization gets, CEF gets organized in 1937, so 86 years ago. And we still continue strong preaching the gospel to boys and girls. Actually, his story is quite fascinating because he was unstoppable. I mean, he didn't have a lot of money. He was an older guy. But by the time he passed away in 1955, CEF had ministry organized already in 60 countries.
That tells you
about the zeal of this old man, that God had grabbed a hold of his heart. And he had spent many days, weeks, months in the streets of Chicago preaching the gospel to children wherever he could find them. And so that we continue with it. Our workers carry on that passion around the world. And before COVID in 2019, we reached in our teaching ministries 25 million kids. Of course, then COVID hit, and because we're a face-to-face ministry, it had quite a bit of an impact. So we've been recovering post-COVID. Some nations have been slower to recover than others. Last ministry year, we ministered to 19.5 million children in 1 year, and this year the goal is 26.5 million. So we have a goal in 10, 12 years to be reaching 100 million children a year, and we're asking God to help us to get there.
Amen. It's needed more now, especially in America, than ever has been. You know, I grew up back before we knew better, but they used to bring preachers into the school when I was in grade school and even in high school. They would hold devotions in the high school over the intercom. But they would bring them into the grade school and let them speak to the students, and they actually taught Bible in the schools. And one of my teachers read to us every morning out of the Bible and out of a Christian storybook. And, I mean, that they really messed us up, Brother Moses. I mean, they taught me I shouldn't lie and steal, and they really messed me up, you know. But anyway, if ever there's a time needed for this in America, it's today. And I thank God you're worldwide. But, you know, I live in America. I have grandchildren in this country and great-grandchildren.
Sure.
And we need to reach the young ones with the Word of God, because the world is full of filth and social media and decadence and confusion and frustrations. I mean, children are committing suicide and killing each other. It's just unbelievable. But now you go into public schools and you start the evangelism clubs in the schools. And how are you received in most schools?
Great question. So we have many ministries. One of our core ministries is the Weekly Good News Club. It's kind of a high energy club. We do some activities with the children. We teach a Bible lesson, a memory verse, sometimes a missionary story, songs, activities. It's a lot of fun, high energy. But we share the gospel every time, and we give an invitation for kids to respond to the gospel. So we do that around the world. We've done that for many, many, many decades. In the United States, the place where we hold most of those weekly Good News Clubs is inside the public schools. In 2001, June of 2001, we won a United States Supreme Court case. So it was Good News Club versus a school district in New York, Milford, New York, I believe. And so we won that case on a vote 6-3. Basically, the justices said you cannot discriminate against the CEF Good News Club because of its religious content. So if the school allows, you know, whatever children's clubs into use the facilities of the school after, you know, the last bell rings, then they have to allow the Good News Club in. So we partner with local churches, and we basically go plant this gospel witness in the public school in partnership with the local church. The local church provides a group of, you know, four, five, six individuals. We train them. We provide curriculum, liability insurance. We provide everything that's needed, and including, you know, the conversations that are needed with principal and superintendent. And then we're able to establish that Good News Club in the public school. Now, a lot of times, most of the time, the schools let us in. Now, we do this all over the country, and some school districts are more liberal than others, but we go into all of them, and most of them are open. Every so often, we find resistance. So, and the resistance usually takes the form of waiting and waiting and waiting. They're giving us, you know, the runaround. We don't have space, or you know, and so we're patient initially, but after a while, once we realize, wait a minute, they're letting these other three groups, but they don't let us. So we engage a Liberty Council. Matt Staver's been a big help to us over 22 years.
I've supported Liberty Council for a long time, and Jonathan Alexander has been a friend of mine. They're on my broadcast quite often. Great group. Go ahead.
Yeah, great, wonderful group. And so they help us, and they write a letter, the attorney to attorney. And a lot of times that letter unlocks the door, and they let us in. Once they realize, hey, you're not going to get in trouble for having a religious club in the school. This is perfectly legal, and it's good. Once in a while, there's still resistance. And so when the resistance continues, and these, again, very few cases, Liberty Council and CEF will file a lawsuit against the school district, because they're discriminating, they're violating the law. And so of those, I don't know how many, maybe 25, 30 cases in 22 years that we have filed a lawsuit, we have won 100% of those cases.
Fantastic.
So the last one we won was just very recent, a couple months ago, and it was the Providence, Rhode Island School District that did not allow us into the school for 2 years. And finally, you know, we basically filed that lawsuit, and they settled out of court, and now we have permission to go back in and continue teaching the Good News Club. So all this to say, and for a lot of Christians, this is a little strange, but the doors of the public school, elementary schools, are open for the preaching of the gospel, for Good News Clubs to meet every week. And by the way, the school has zero control over the content of the club. We are responsible for that content. So if you're walking in the hallway of a public school and there's a Good News Club going on, you're going to hear gospel songs. You're going to hear, you know, the complete message of the gospel being shared, invitation for salvation, counselors leading kids to Christ. Everything's going on there with absolutely no limitations to the content of the club. So that is open right now. We don't know how long that door is going to be open, but we know it's open right now. So we invite pastors, believers, join us, come in, and let's form a team, let's train that team, and let's establish that lighthouse of the gospel in the center of the community, and see what God will do with lives changed, families impacted. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, you know, that is remarkable. And I was just thinking, when you said Providence, Rhode Island, Providence was a word they used for divine will of God. And it's amazing that a town that was used that name would fight you so hard. It really and truly is.
Yeah. But Things change over time.
Oh, they do change over time. So are you in every state now? You said you're in every state. Are you in schools in every state? Okay.
Yes. Now, some post-COVID, some school districts opened up for extracurricular activities sooner. Others took longer. They're still in states where we had previously more clubs. We still find a little bit of a slow process of reopening schools, but it's growing. So I would say, so we're now in October, which is when we crank up all the fall clubs, September and October. I don't have that number in front of me, but we're at least over 3,000 Good News clubs in public schools right now.
That even means in West Virginia, I'm sure. Wow.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
I'll have to ask you more about that sometime. We have more time to talk. Maybe I can find out where they are and get some people interested
Absolutely.
In helping them maybe. Okay. But anyway, so you're in 3,000 schools in the U.S. and worldwide, you know, as you said. How do you fund this? Donations or what?
Yeah, so the Ministry of CEF is funded through donations, you know, churches, individuals, business people, foundations that give to the ministry so the work can be accomplished. We have a phenomenal program, and I know you want to talk mostly about the USA, but I think this is it's kind of a neat program. It's called SPAN, Sponsor a National. And we, you know, there are many countries where the concept of raising support does not even exist. Sometimes churches are underground, all kinds of challenges. And so every month we send tens of thousands of dollars overseas to support over 1,400 staff.
Wow.
in many countries. And then they're able to quit their full, you know, secular job, come into ministry full-time, and just reach thousands and thousands of kids every year. And it's quite inexpensive. I mean, $250 a month, you have your own full-time worker ministering in some country. Of course, the amount changes a little bit around the world, but that's about an average. And it's a wonderful way to, with a little bit of money, have a big impact in a certain country,
Amen.
In a certain area. So it's a beautiful thing.
What kind of reports are you having from schools where maybe the children, well, most time, you know, teenagers, sometimes they're all wilder in other places, in certain places. What kind of reports are you having as far as results go with the children and maybe the behaviors of children in the school and at home?
Yeah, so we get testimonies all the time, and these are always very heartwarming. We actually did a survey some time ago of a number, I don't know, a couple, 200 or 300 principals that hosted Good News clubs, and we asked them if they had seen improvement in, you know, if they had seen positive impact, a positive experience for the school having the Good News club that. And we heard from, these were 200 principals from 28 states, 87% had personal knowledge that the Good News club had been a positive experience for their school. One of them said, "We have noticed an improvement in student behavior. Good News club has provided us with an extra resource for our high-risk population." What he's saying in those fancy terms is Good News club is changing kids.
Amen.
Now, sometimes these principals are not Christians, so they can't explain what happens when a child gets saved and all that, but they see the results. They see the benefit. We had a kid, and we actually had that testimony on video, and he was quite a neat kid. And he went from being a bully to being a friendly kid. And in his own words, he said, "The Good News Club helped me become a better person spiritually and behavior-wise. It can really change somebody around." So we get these stories all the time. And then not just that, but the impact on families. You know, one thing that's so cool with kids is if they're excited about something, they're going to go home and talk about it.
Absolutely.
And actually, George Barna had a statement in one of his books, and he said this: every year, tens of thousands of parents are brought to faith in Christ because one of their children was so changed by his or her own relationship with the Lord that the parent could not ignore the power of Christ any longer. And I agree with George Barna, and we see this all the time. For example, I recently heard a testimony from came out of Ohio, one of our Good News clubs. These two girls, and they're twins. They're really cute because they finish each other's sentences. They have all that, you know, that chemistry.
Uh-huh.
And so what happened is they came to Good News Club. They got saved. Of course, God starts changing their lives. And because of their changed behavior, both parents started being impacted by it. Eventually, they started attending the church where the team, you know, that taught the Good News Club went to church. The parents got saved. Actually, the father was an alcoholic, And through that experience, he basically was rescued from alcoholism. And I saw the video, the story, and basically it was so beautiful to see the family of four being baptized together the same Sunday.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, the gospel, you know, the Word of God says the gospel has power, power to change lives, and it not only changes the children that are in the club listening, but those little missionaries go home, and they're so excited about what they're learning about the Lord, that's all they talk about.
Amen. Amen. There's a change in your life. You become a new creature, you can't shut up about that. That's the truth.
That's right.
But now, are the schools opened up more to you, or are they starting to get tougher to get into now?
Well, I heard we just had our state leaders here. Once a year, they come here to headquarters for a conference, and I was just talking to one of them. And, for example, in California, it's becoming quite challenging to get clubs in public schools. And so they're, of course, until the public school opens, they're holding clubs everywhere, neighborhoods, apartment complexes, you know, there's kids everywhere. So there's always place. But we like, if the school is available, we like to have the club in the public school. A lot of the unsaved kids are there.
Yes.
But some states it's being more challenged, or more challenging, and other states are just wide open.
Well, you know, you're going to face confrontation. Anytime I've said this many times, it's impossible for a righteous man to peaceably coexist with evil. Evil will attack a righteous man. It always does and tries their best to shut us down. And that's the truth. So you're running something now that really I read about before and I just thought was kind of almost unbelievable. And the places where you brought in the good news clubs, they're not bringing in satanic clubs. In these schools, and it's being allowed, I assume, because if they allow you in, you have to allow them in also. Is that true?
Yes. So we've since 2016, well, even before then, the atheists have been attacking our clubs in a variety of ways. They hate that we teach the Bible in the public schools. They can't legally kick us out, so they try to do so. You know, through promotion, advertising, trying to, you know, scheme somehow to push us out. And so the Satan clubs is one of their more recent strategies from the Satanic Temple. They claim that they don't really worship the devil, but of course they're all serving the same master. And so they focus on schools that have good news clubs, and if there's no good news club in the school, they do not go to that school. They specifically choose a school that has a weekly good news club, and then they come with the media and make a big splash. We're coming in with, with a Satan club, after school Satan club for the children. Of course, typically the community reacts, and people get very agitated and very upset and all that, and that starts all the drama. But that's their strategy. They're trying to actually shut down the Good News Club in their strategy.
Yeah, they call strife. Folks, back at the break, a little more talk with our guest. If you want to call next half hour, you can, as you know, at 844-769-2944. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. And this interview has been fantastic. I've really, really enjoyed this. I truly have. We're talking to Moses Estevez. I'm never going to say Estevez. Whatever it is, that's his name.
I know, it's tough.
Anyway, I'll go with Moses. I got that one down pat. And this has been a fantastic program because I'm enjoying listening to the success they've had reaching young people and in the public school system. You see, folks, just, they can't stop you from praying in school. Your students, your children can pray in school. They cannot stop that. They can read their Bibles in school. They cannot stop that. They may protest, and if you go to court, groups, just like you mentioned, Liberty Council will represent them. They cannot stop that legally in the schools. But now that we got this going in the schools and people are being blessed and saved and it's changing people's lives, they're bringing in satanic clubs now. And are these clubs coming in, are they causing, besides spiritual problems, are they causing physical attacks on the students that attend your clubs?
No, not of that kind. So the strategy comes in. They make a big splash with the media, so that everybody gets mad at them, and then their hope is that the school district will kick them out. Because once the school district kicks them out and keeps us in, they will then react. They will use our Supreme Court victory in 2001. And say, hey, in that case, we'll file a lawsuit against the school because it doesn't allow us to have our club. So that's the whole strategy, is to shut down the Good News Club and to stop the teaching of the Word of God. that we do, that Child Evangelism Fellowship does in the public schools. So, but interestingly enough, so usually we'd recommend don't kick them out, which is very counterculture. We want to get rid of them. We said don't kick them out because what really stops their club is the parents. So every child that goes into a Good News Club signs a parent signs a parental permission slip. And so the Satan Club will have to sign also, or the parents will have to sign a parental permission slip for the child to go to the Satan Club. And that's where they lose the battle because the no parent, with everything these kids are under, the peer pressure, drugs, gangs, bullying, sexual predators, depression, anxiety, all the problems that kids are facing today, the last thing in the world a parent's going to do is sign a permission slip. Oh, this is great. I'm going to send my son or my daughter to a Satan club. And it's usually the parents that shut down the club. So in reality, if you let them in, they don't last. They might open for a few weeks and have two kids and close down. So again, the power is in the hands of the parents.
Amen. Very, very wise decision on your part. That's a very wise decision. Somebody thought that through, and the results are phenomenal. So what sort of results are you seeing, though? I know worldwide, and I that's so important everywhere you go. But in this country, what kind of results are you seeing in public school districts? Are people now, is the news spreading? Are you gaining more acceptance in places, or what's happening with all
that? Yeah, so what's happening is we were growing very steadily since the 2001 Supreme Court decision. Then, of course, COVID came around, and as you know, everything got shut down. And, of course, public schools got shut down like a vault. And so the last thing they would allow is any extracurricular activities coming to the school. And so then eventually, post-COVID, things started opening a little bit. So we're sort of on a journey to post-COVID rebuild the after-school Good News Clubs. Before COVID, we had about 5,000 clubs in schools. We're now at 3,000 and climbing, so pretty soon we'll be back to 5,000 and beyond. So that's exciting. COVID is now in the rearview mirror. We can look forward and minister to kids. Let me share with you, I think you'll be encouraged with this story. Actually, this story came from Las Vegas, a Good News Club. The clubber that started attending was her name, Brianna. And the teachers, of course, built a relationship also with Brianna's mom, because after club, the parents come to pick up the kids. And so the teachers meet the parents and see them every week. And Monica's the mother, had a broken marriage. So Brianna got saved in club, and her behavior started changing and coming home and talking about the Lord. And it was so much so that Monica wanted to go to the church or the people that taught the Good News Club. And so because of Brianna's encouragement, Monica ended up getting saved, and she started changing. Eventually, the father, Leandro, which was divorced from Monica, saw the change in the daughter and the ex-wife, and wanted to come to church as well. And so he too ends up getting saved. And I saw his testimony. He said, "I'm a different person now. I can say that from the bottom of my heart." And, not only God saved them, but they got remarried. Their marriage got restored, and the family came together again. And that mom and dad are today volunteers in the Good News Club that Brianna and her sister attend. So, again, we cannot underestimate the power of the gospel to Amen. Change lives. Amen. Romans 1:16 says the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. And that's why we do this work. That's why we teach the Bible to the children every week. And God does the work. God does the saving. God does the transformation, and we give Him glory.
Hallelujah! I mean, if we could only get people to understand, if in some way get these people's stories out to the public on ABC, CBS, NBC, we could probably change this country. Let them see what Christ has done for the families, to reunite families, to cleanse souls, cleanse minds. And make somebody whole spiritually, mentally, and physically. The power of God is beyond our comprehension, but we can see the fruit of it. And that this is very much exciting me what you're talking about tonight, because the public school system, it's full of decadence and filth. That's all there's to it. I call it the public food system now. But now that you are able to get into it and take the gospel of Christ in, if you're changing one child at a time, one soul worth more than the whole world, brother, y'all doing a fantastic work.
Well, we praise God for it. You know, George Barna some time back did a research and on the probability of someone embracing Jesus as Savior, and he concluded that that probability for adults is about 6%, ages 13 to 18 is about 4%, and ages 5 to 12 is 32%. What does that mean? That means if you're in your church this Sunday, you ask people, raise your hand if you were saved age of 12 or under, a lot of arms go up. That's what that statistic means. A lot of people get saved as children. And it's no surprise. I mean, it was the Lord himself that said, let the children come to me, come to me, do not hinder them, for of such belongs the kingdom of God. Their hearts are tender and open and willing to believe and receive, and it's a wonderful thing. Now, I know you're a pastor and I don't want to preach, but I do want to share a couple of verses from Psalm 78 because they're so powerful when in verse 4 the Lord says, tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done. So this is an invitation to the people of God. Tell the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord. It goes on. And then in verse 6, it says, so that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn. I said, wait a minute. Now he's talking about a generation that doesn't exist yet. It's a future generation. It's the children, the future children of today's children. And he says that that unborn generation will arise and tell them to their children. Now he's talking about another unborn generation.
Amen.
So
Amen.
They should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And as I was thinking about this a few days ago, God convicted me. If today, you know, someone shared the gospel with us today, as Christians, so you know, we could tell our story. Someone share the gospel with us. In my case, it was an older lady at a camp at age 9. But we all have a story. Someone brought the gospel to us. Now he lays the responsibility on our shoulders, believers today, to tell the coming generation the gospel of Christ, the knowledge of God. Because if this is the part that God convicted me, because if we don't do that, then the future generations will not hear the gospel. Isn't that something?
That is
meaning
something.
The kids today will not know God, and so they will not be able to pass the knowledge of God to future generations. So there's the burden on our shoulders and the joy and the privilege to bring the gospel to the coming generation. And the only challenge is they grow up pretty fast. So that window before 5 and 12 years old is only a few years. So we got to get busy. And the schools are open, and let's bring that precious word of God to the boys and girls wherever they are, because just in a few years they pass that window into the teenage years. What happens then, as you know, as years go by, sin in their lives begins to fill their backpack, and the heart begins to harden, and that openness and tenderness of children goes away.
Yes.
And it's interesting that even secular groups, right, groups with whatever ideology they have, they also realize that the hearts of the children are tender, and they want to get to them with their ideology. So we Christians better heed the words of the Lord and be busy at bringing the gospel and the knowledge of God to the next generation. What a joy to do that.
Amen. And once that chain is broken, sometimes it's hard to get back up and get moving again, isn't it?
That's right, and because I'm an European, and I, you know, I'm aware of countries in Europe that in decades and generations past used to be strong gospel communities, missionary communities, and today they got to be re-evangelized. There's very little. So someone said, you know, Christianity is always one generation away from extinction. Of course, God's not going to allow that. But again, it's just a wake-up call to our responsibility and our joy and our privilege to bring the Word of God, to bring the gospel to those kids.
Amen. Amen. It is, and it's an honor, a big honor. Folks, the line's open. If you have any questions, comments, love to hear from you. 844-769-2944. The phone's open for you to call if you have any comments about tonight's program. I think this is a fantastic, fantastic program. I really do. I'm enjoying it beyond words that he's sharing this, the gospel of Christ, with thousands of children all over this, all over the world. I mean, this is phenomenal. Now, so what else are you involved in? We hit the CEF, which is vitally important. We're going to really help produce that. And by the way, if you have literature that you'd like to put in our, we put out a monthly magazine. It's okay. Called the Minuteman News. We put it out. If you have an 8.5x11 flyer you'd like to put in there to advertise what you're doing, okay, you send it to me and I'll see it's in there, okay? And okay, by the way, folks, the magazine's going out tomorrow. So if you want to receive November's issue, which is already about 60 pages long, if you want a copy of that, all you have to do is email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com, or call the office and leave your address at 800-777-4403. We'll get you to receive email address, I should say, email address. We'll get you to receive that issue when it comes out the first part of November. I think it might be interesting. But I want to help you all any way I can, brother. I truly mean that. So I would be glad to offer you advertisement in our magazine that reaches thousands of homes.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I want to tell your listeners that if they want to learn more about CEF, again, we have 400 offices in the USA, and it can be a little bit overwhelming. An easy way to do it is to go to our corporate website, which is cefonline.com, cefonline.com. And there's a chapter finder. They put in their zip code, and that gives them the closest CEF offices to where they live. So then they'll have a phone number, an email, and they can contact a local worker and maybe visit a club, visit a training session. We do lots and lots of training how to minister to children, to churches and believers all over the country. And our workers are there to serve the pastors, to serve the churches, and to help the believers reach the unreached kids in the community. So cefonline.com, and then you can go to the chapter finder, put in your zip code, and contact the local office near where you live.
All right. That is so, so great. I mean, it truly is. So what do you – now, we got about another 10 minutes, so nobody's calling, which means you're listening intently. Well, maybe we do have a call here. Hang on a second. Let's talk to our brother Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and I want to got a couple comments for your guest tonight, Moses. One of those comments is that you got a pretty good name there, Moses. I know of a guy in the Bible named Moses, and
That's
he was
right.
A pretty darn good guy. And my comment for Pastor Butch is, hey, old fella, you said about – I can say that to Pastor Butch because I'm older than him, than he is. He said, you want to see something funny? See me and a 76-year-old guy traipsing through the woods. Well, I'm 76 years old also, and I wish I could be there traipsing through the woods with you, Pastor Butch.
I do, too.
Except that I can hardly move and they're dragging my leg. But praise the Lord, I have not fallen and gotten seriously injured. And praise the Lord for people like Moses there and his clubs for the children. Moses made a very good comment, and that is, it's good to get the children at a young age, and there's several other groups in the world that try to get children at a very young age, and that's witches and Wiccan groups and
Absolutely.
Satanists and communists. Communists
Absolutely.
Brag and let us get a child early in his life, and that's why in Africa and places like that, they try to get the young children at a very early age to indoctrinate them. So Moses' comment there about the bad guys trying to indoctrinate the children at a very, very young age is so true. And people I got today, I got a couple of Pastor Butch's calendars. They're beautiful. They're beautiful, beautiful calendars. If you do call the decision, why don't you ask them to send you a calendar and then send them a nice donation to cover, because you're right, Pastor Butch. The cost of that was something like over $3 to send two calendars to me.
I know. It's amazing. It cost more than the calendars did a piece.
Yeah, and so it, the prices are not going to go down on all these things, not on food, not on postage. They're just going to keep going up and up, and I've got a couple good sources that purchase items, like for my local American Legion here, and they're just seeing the prices go off the exponentially increase.
Yes, yes.
And so Absolutely. Please do support Call to Decision Ministry. Thank Pastor Butch for having good guests like Moses on. And Moses, thank you so very much. And God bless you, Pastor Butch, and God bless you, Moses, and thank you for the work that you're doing.
Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, again, folks, if you want a magazine, you just email, let me know. And don't forget, we're giving away a free bucket of food from courtesy of the Man of Food. If you write and tell me who you are and why you need it, we'll never advertise why you need it for, who even who you are. But we will take the one we think needs it the most at the moment, and we're giving away a free bucket of food starting next month. So you write to us and let us know you need it. Email me or snail mail me, either one be fine. We want to hear from you. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Now, this last name is Estevez.
Yes.
Now, a question. Are you of Iberian heritage? That's a trick question.
I don't know if he knows or not, but anyway.
Connection is not very good. I'm not understanding.
He said, are you of the Iberian heritage? I have no idea what he's asking about.
Yes, the Iberian Peninsula is the where Portugal and Spain is located. Yes, I was born in Portugal, and I lived there until I was 31.
Okay, now, remember, the original name for Spain and Portugal was Iberia. Now, remember the story about the Hyksos who left Egypt? Because they were in deep doo-doo with God, praying to demon gods. But it's where your ancestors come from. The Danites and the Zorites and the Perez. That's where they came from.
Interesting. Interesting, really. Is anything you're asking about what to do, Mick?
Not that yet.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. Interesting comment. All right. Now you know your heritage. And that was for free, no charge on that, Moses. So.
There you go.
We're down by the last 4 minutes. What else do you want to share with us tonight very quickly?
Well, I just want to encourage your listeners. God is working in the lives of the children. And let me share another story, because I know our hearts are blessed by hearing how God is changing lives. And this one here is actually coming from Sri Lanka. I really like this true story. And so I've started a Good News Club in Sri Lanka village, and there was many problems there. In that village, children 10 years old and older were getting addicted to drugs. They were abused in several ways, including sexual abuse. Many children never go to school, but instead they sell, buy, and use drugs with the elders. Just a rough situation. After the children started attending Good News Club, many parents came to the CEF workers and testified that their children were totally changed. And now the children are telling their parents to behave good. Some children led their parents to Christ and led family prayer time at home. Again, the power of the gospel at work. Sometime later, because of changed lives in the village by the power of the gospel, the drug dealers who lost income from dealing the drugs, complained to the police. And they complained to the police saying that the Good News Club teachers are teaching the children to be terrorists, which it wasn't true, but they were trying to get rid of them, so they came up with that story. So the police and secret agents came to search the home of the CEF worker. They told the CEF worker that they wanted to arrest him. The CEF worker went to the police station, explained about the Good News Club ministry and the positive impact in the community. And miraculously, the high official in the police stood up and apologized. He found no wrongdoing in the Good News Club. He said that these Good News Clubs must be done all around the district so the children can be taught to have a good behavior. They said they would help organize the Good News Clubs in the village, in the villages in their police area. Then he called the workers aside and said, if we have any security problems in working with the children, they will come and protect us and protect our ministry. This is a true story from Sri Lanka. But even today, I heard another story here from one of our cities in America, in which I was told that we have about 35 Good News Clubs in public schools in this particular city, and that the police chief loves Good News Clubs because his vision is to engage faith-based organizations to help with all the crime and the problems with the youngsters in the cities. And he says nothing else works. The only thing that works is faith-based organizations. So he wants us to have Good News Clubs all over the city, teaching the Bible to the children, so they will learn thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not murder, and so on and so forth. So God is doing a work around the world, but also right here in the USA. So I invite your listeners to go to cefonline.com and find out more about CEF, to pray, to give, to be involved. This is a great work, a great opportunity to tell the children about Jesus.
Well, now, if somebody in the area that's listening to the broadcast tonight, no matter where it is, they want to start one in the local schools, can you help them do that?
We will help them do that. We have the ministry organized in all the states, and we're set up to do just that.
Fantastic. Again, is there a phone number they can call to ask questions also?
Sure. They could call 636-456-4321. Again, 636-456-4321. That's
folks,
our corporate headquarters.
Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead. You miss that, call tomorrow. We'll have it in the office for you. 636-456-4321. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that brings it to our corporate headquarters, and then we can, if you're from West Virginia, we can connect you with CEF staff near where you live in West Virginia or wherever you're from. We'll connect the local staff with you to help you. Again, the public schools are open. We have a great opportunity right now. The doors are open. What we need is more teams, more churches to partner with, and to plant that lighthouse of the gospel right in the middle of the community. One thing I noticed coming from Portugal and living in a small town, it was interesting to observe that today the schools are sort of the center of the community. You know, you open the local newspaper and all the news about the schools, it seems like the school is the hub of the community. So for a church to plant that lighthouse for the gospel, that weekly Good News Club in that community, is a fantastic opportunity, not only to minister to children, but to school staff, to parents. What a joy, what a privilege, and the doors are wide open.
Amen. I tell you what, this has been fantastic, Moses. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're down about the last few seconds. God bless you, and I'll be in touch in the future. If you have anything to do for you, send me an ad. I'll see if you get to put in the magazine, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor Butch.
Talk to you soon, my friend. Bye-bye. Folks, we'll see you. We'll all be in off part time tomorrow, but Chris will be here all day if you want to call and talk to us, place any orders, whatever. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. God bless. Talk to you soon.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.